broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you'll find our links to tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, our own player, and our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
Open all the doors and windows, let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows, coming on through. It's a brand new day. Welcome to your brand new place. I love the way you found your way. Made yourself a sacred space, standing on solid ground. You fit into your frame just right, but it's gonna tumble down if you're holding on too tight. You know that's right, so open all the doors and windows, let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows, coming on through. When the joy begins, how you gonna sort it through? As you let the world come in, so you let the leaves in too. Now you go clean and sweep, hang on to the precious ones. There's wisdom in the things you keep to put up in the morning sun. So much fun to open all the doors and windows, let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows, coming on through. Calling on the winds of change, the winds of hope, to bring the healing rain. May we all get soaked. Here's the cold, wet truth. It's hard to warm it on your own, so welcome in a friend or two. Now you made yourself a home. They can help fill the gaps, add a little extra room. Show you when to look out back, and time to see the garden bloom. None too soon.
Saturday Light Brigade with music from Billy Jonas. Open all the doors and windows. From his album called Bridging Divides.
Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
Our Youth Media Center is open, and you'll find our calendar of act activities at ymc.slbradio.org. Upcoming activities include weekly youth reporter meetups, Mondays at 4, D&D Wednesdays at 4, and open mics Thursdays at 4. You can learn more about everything happening there at ymc.slbradio.org. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's Brigade Charade Puzzle. This works just like charades, except that we need to use our words, because radio is the exclusive medium that has figured out how to filter the pictures, the images, before they come to you. So with charades, all I have is audio and language. The clue is victorious. Victorious. Syllable one, it's a three-syllable word we're looking for. Syllable one, attempt. Syllable two, baseball official. Syllable three, courier is one. So once again, we're looking for a three-syllable word. The clue is victorious. Syllable one, attempt. Syllable two, baseball official. Syllable three, courier is one. Any ideas who we are, what word we're looking for?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here's hoping you can solve this morning's Brigade Charade Puzzle. Good luck. Allison Brown and Steve Martin now.
This year was not such a good one. This year I'm bad at luck. I'm headed down on the downslope. I can't figure out how to get it unstuck. Maybe an ad in a cafe out on the patio. I'll be the girl in the corner. It's only me. Thank you.
started, here are the kind words. You went through a lot of broken hearted, here are the kind words. So far away it was out of sight, they moved the goalpost in the middle of the night, and nobody knows if they're doing it right. Here are the kind words. And it didn't work out the way you planned, here are the kind words. The little train says, I think I can, here are the kind words. The grains of sand, the words of praise, the more than 10,000 days that brought you here where you could say the kind words. Step by step on the crooked way, you can't go forward, go sideways. Oh, the world's too big to understand, here are the kind words. The little bit of clay in your hand, here are the kind words. And you never know when you're at the end, the best you can be is a good friend. So take the time to always send the kind word. Step by step on the crooked way, stand still when you are afraid. When you can't go forward, go sideways. Oh, there's a lot to learn from I don't know. Here are the kind words, and you figure it out as you go. Here are the kind words. And the miracle, it's what you found. When the road ran out, you could have turned around, but you set off for unknown ground. Found the kind word. Oh, the miracle, it's what you found. When the road ran out, you could have turned around, but you set off for unknown ground.
Saturday Light Brigade, that is Cozy Sheridan and the Kind Words. Her new album delivered that, and it's a nice album. It's called The Breathing Room. And another new one, Allison Brown and Steve Martin. Their album, Safe, Sensible, and Sane. The song you heard, Michael. Thanks for listening. A lot of folks are checking in online this morning, and we're grateful for that. You can also phone us at 412-200-5975. We're solving today's brigade charade. We're looking for a three-syllable word. The overall clue is victorious. Syllable one, attempt. It's also a prefix that's commonly used in geometry and also for wheeled vehicles of some sort. Syllable two is baseball official. And syllable three's clue is courier is one. There are many, many others as well. Put them all together, you should be able to sound out a three-syllable word that answers the clue, victorious. And remember, spelling does not count. Good morning to Jim Faglia. It's nice to have you tuned in. And Tom and McCandless just got the correct answer. And here is Larry in Elwood City with the correct answer. And both he and Tom have in common a bit of uncertainty about the third syllable. I guess I could have said Ariel is one. Or Times Roman is one. That might have given it away. Years and years ago, it was Pica or Elite being the examples. Tommy in Virginia got the correct answer, as did Jim in Blackridge, Russ in King, North Carolina, John in Economy Borough, Stu in McCandless, and Rich in Freeport, and Mike in Mars. Did you come up with it? Why don't we give you just another second or two to do so? 412-200-5975. This banjo player is Leo Lindblom. And he is 10 years old as he plays. Pretty good. That's Leo Lindblom at the Saturday Light Brigade. I think he also plays mandolin as well as banjo. What a great album that just came out. That was Theme Time. And the album is called Just Leo. So indeed, he might be doing multiple instruments on that. I will take a look. Did you come up with the answer? A few folks came up with it just from the first two syllables. Syllable one, attempt, that is try. Syllable two, baseball official is an ump. And syllable three, courier is one, that is a font. So we end up with try ump font. Triumphant. Triumphant. That's the synonym for victorious. Well done if you came up with the correct answer. Our high clue is 15 minutes away. Wendy Beckerman now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Together, hands together. This is how we mend a hole. Stand together, hands together. All who are in favor, all because the river knows the river.
the Saturday Light Brigade. And you heard Wendy Beckman with the tune called The River Knows, and another new one, a lot of great new music coming out, that one, in our library. And I wanted to play another song by Leo Lindblom to do him justice. That was it. He's 10 years old. The album is called Just Leo, and he's playing every instrument on the album, as well as doing all the vocals. And the instruments include mandolin, guitar, banjo, upright bass, and fiddle. And he's remarkably talented, isn't he? A great album of his. Now, something else that is new is what you're about to hear from Woody Guthrie. Some recordings he made in his own living room from years ago have resurfaced. They've been cleaned up, and they have been released for the very first time. And this is a bit of a recording that features multiple parts, all by Woody, just like Leo's recording featured all sorts of parts. No overdubbing required in this case, just Woody's id and ego.
Every time I see you shaking it around, every time I see you wiggling it around, my blood runs hot, my words freeze cold. It starts to chase my ego around. It starts chasing my ego around. It starts knocking my ego down. You shake, 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 and up and down. It goes to push my ego around. Funny, every time I see you pacing this floor, every time I see you open this door, every time I see your neckline lower, my, it, my ego wrestle, fight more. It starts chasing my ego around, it starts chasing my ego down. You shake it up, you shake it down. It goes past my ego around. Every time you snap a little snap, every time strap a little strap. Every time you zip your zip, oh babe, it go, my, it goes up, starting another scrap. It goes just my ego round, it starts knocking my ego down. Every time you zipping it up and down, my, it goes pushing my ego round. When you hang your street clothes on this peg, when you wash your duds from hard day's work, it comes a box in my ego's head. It comes a cheesing my ego round, it comes knocking my ego down. Every time you go to hanging your clothes around, my, it goes a pushing my ego round. Street. See, see, you come a-prancing so sweet. I see the biggest little battle ever hit this place. Why, it starts a-dropping my ego's feet. Why, it starts a-chasing my ego round. It starts a-chasing my ego down. Every time you come here, shaking it around, my, it goes to push my ego down. My, it goes to box my ego down. My, it goes to box my ego round.
Woody Guthrie, My Id and My Ego, taken from the album simply called Woody Guthrie at Home. Saturday at Light Brigade charge also to Jess and Ralph, each independently, coming up with Triumphant or Triumphant. Coming up are Hi-Clue broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
And Mammy's good gumbo. Got that rambling fever. Said goodbye to Ma and Pa. Across that old Red River, this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. Just ask any cowboy, he'll tell you it's the best. I met a Texas beauty, got friendly with her paw. I looked into her big blue eyes, and this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky.
Light Brigade with Miles and Miles of Texas from Third Time Out. Our Hi-Clue is coming up to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Thanks to all of our affiliate stations carrying SLP on FM radio stations throughout Western Pennsylvania and beyond. We're grateful for your support. And we also are glad if you're listening online. We've worked hard to make our internet radio service, easy to use. If you ever have trouble, let us know. You'll find the player at slbradio.org. And if you want to dig a little deeper, slbradio.org/radio. There are also links to other ways to listen, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and more.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats. The Northside Chronicle invites the community to Northside Sandwich Week on October 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Priory. The evening will feature sandwiches from local businesses, and proceeds will support the Northside Chronicle in its ongoing mission to provide hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. More information on Northside Sandwich Week is available at northsidesandwichweek.com.
Why can't Sandwich Week be every week? That's all coming up. And as if that was not enough, it's Car-tober here at SLB. You can join in on the fun and support us during Car-tober, a special campaign where we are encouraging individuals to consider donating a used vehicle, running or not, to SLB. In the past, we've received cars, trucks, RVs, and even a boat. All of those are eligible, and our partners will take care of pickup and all of the paperwork. Details, 855-500-RIDE or slbradio.careasy.org. Thanks for considering this different way of supporting SLB. Now it's time for this morning's high clue. 17 syllables leading to one answer. We do not need PricewaterhouseCoopers, or any other accounting firm. We have Ricky, who makes sure that we have 17 syllables in our high clue. And you've checked on today's already. Excellent. It has not been hermetically sealed. Well, it was until she checked it. Here's the high clue. I'll share it once, see if you can solve it. This could be something made with irons or done by indecisive folks.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
My heart will not let me give that to you only once, despite what I just said. This could be something made with irons or done by indecisive folks. 412-200-5975. Good luck.
Welcome home. Welcome home to a place you've never been. Still the land, the sky, the wind say you are known. Welcome home. The land still remembers. It's in the blue stem and the mud. And the ancestors within you, there is memory in the blood. There will be a place to wallow. There will be
branches start to bending and the baby birds learn flight. It's the turning of another day, as if God in delight invites all of creation to the dance. The misting of the morn, in the place where I was born, where I learned to laugh and cry, where I'll be buried when I die. So even as I leave here, every mile upon the road will lead me gently onward as I take the long way home. Even as I leave here, every mile upon the road will lead me gently onward as I take long way home.
The Saturday Light Brigade with two nice vocalists, Chuck Hall and The Long Way Home, and before him, John Gorka from his new album called Unentitled. And the song Welcome Home. Again, is this morning's high clue. This could be something made with irons or done by indecisive folks. A correct answer from Jess and from Ralph in the South Hills. By the way, if you want to share your answer with us, 412-200-5975, kids, adults, and everybody in between, welcome to join us. Barbara in Highland Park got the correct answer, and I'll share more of your answer in a moment. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, got it correct. And Larry in Elwood City came up with a different answer than the one we had in mind, but it is a great one. He thought of flux. A soldering iron would be involved with flux. And if you're in a state of flux, that could be a way to connote being indecisive. That's a great answer. Christopher in Monroeville came up with the one we were thinking of, as did Jim in Crafton Heights, as well as John in Economy. Jim was wondering if much earlier we got his reference to Blackburn, Lancashire, and indeed we did. I think there were 4,000 holes altogether. And Russ got the correct answer. And here, a correct answer now from Susie. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
You came up with this fairly quickly, I think. What did you come up with?
Well, it's my favorite breakfast food, waffles.
Indeed. And to be completely transparent, Rick and I passed a waffle shop the other day. And we really wanted to go in, but we couldn't find a place to park. It was in Oakland. And we circled around once, and we couldn't find a place to park. And that made me want to go there even more. So we circled around the second time. couldn't find a place to park. It made me want to go even more. And, you know, it's nothing. Nothing makes you desire something more than its unavailability, I guess.
Well, and, you know, Oakland parking is a real thing. I mean, it's like, you know, after a while, it just became a thing that I wouldn't drive to Oakland. I would just take the bus.
It was always something, and I'm still pretty good at it. You know, I'm an average driver, but I'm very good at parallel parking, and I'm very good at backing up the skills. But for the life of me, I could not find a place to park. What day was that? Thursday, I think, was the day. But we were there right in the midst of the business day, which made it tough.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a waffle, do you think?
Let's see. I think it was 2 days ago.
Oh, lucky you. I don't think we have a waffle iron. Ricky and I were talking about it.
I don't have a waffle iron, but I get my blueberry waffles toaster style from Trader Joe's.
I wonder if... Certainly, the popularity of the toaster waffle, somebody needs to do a little research and see if the number of waffle irons produced has gone down as the popularity of toaster waffles has gone up. It must be true, right? I would think so.
I mean, it's not as good as getting a fresh waffle off the iron. But I'm one person. And,
yes.
You know, it takes a lot of energy to make a waffle and then, you know, like the whole thing. Someone gave me a waffle iron. I asked for a waffle iron one year for Christmas once I had moved to this apartment. And they gave me a tiny waffle iron that like would create like one waffle. And I was like, and I finally, like after 2 years of having it, I finally opened it and used it. And I was like, this is not worth the trouble.
You know what?
If I'm going to make a waffle, like, I need to make a big waffle, you know, like, I'm not going to make, like, five little tiny ones. And I think I donated it.
What we need, all of our homes should have waffle stations like they have at some of the hotels.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, you cook it, you flip it. And what's nice about those is somebody makes sure the batter's all ready and somebody cleans it for you every day.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry. But those could be fun to have. But it's been a while. The thing... I think the waffle iron also teaches us all lessons because at least the kind I'm familiar with had that little orange light that would glow when the waffle was done. And I think all human beings should have some sort of little orange light so you know when they're done talking or completing something. And then it's your turn, because we seem to have gotten we are no longer adept at determining that through social cues and hopefully many of us are. But the waffle light installed gently on foreheads would be a great thing. You know, you would know.
Oh, yeah.
It would help us all get along.
I was looking up while I was on hold. I was like, you know what? Where did it come from that waffle is to, you know, be, you know, indecisive? And it's actually a different word. It's just that the word to be indecisive and all and to talk on and on is a Scottish word, and then the Dutch word is the waffle, you know, like that you eat.
Interesting.
Turns out that they both sound and are spelled the same way.
That's very interesting, because I was curious about that too. I think waffles came from has an origin from Greece, and then I think the word itself is Dutch originally. So they're different. That explains it. An extra charge for you. Thank you, Susie.
You're welcome.
Take care. And Barbara mentioned that she has a friend whose name is Andrea, who was at a beach house with Barbara and Rick. She was trying to resist a high-calorie breakfast and ultimately said, "At first I waffled, but I think I can pancake." Congratulations if you came up with waffle.
There's a new guy making waffles today at the Waffle House. It's Sunday morning and busy as it can be. I take a last available seat at the counter, where the new guy's stationed right in front of me. All four of his machines are overflowing with batter. It's oozing down the cabinet to the floor. It's 2 inches deep, he can hardly keep his footing. Three waitresses are waiting for waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. Shouldn't us diners take a closer look at him? 5'5", barely 17. Legs tangled up in dirty apron strings. Really bad skin, two broken teeth. Arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves. A chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears. And this trial by fire, the boy who mans the waffle iron. Well, the buzzer sounds, the waffle's ready, so he lifts the lid. The waffle out, so he grabs a fork. He stabs at the waffle, it breaks into little pieces. He digs them out and flicks them on the floor. A young waitress can't resist, she tries to help him. But the man in charge of eggs throws her a look. She backs away, I guess the egg man is the owner. This awkward would-be cook of waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. We're all thinking that this job's too much for him. 5'5", barely 17. Legs tangled up in dirty apron strings. Really bad skin, two broken teeth. Arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves. A chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back. Tears, ain't it time to fire the boy who mans the waffle iron? Just look at all our plates lined up beside the waffle boy. Bacon, eggs, and sausage all congealing. Everyone is hungry, little children are crying, so who cares how a teenager is feeling? Then suddenly he puts a waffle on an egg-filled plate. His ragged smile would take your breath away. He spins around to show the waffle to that waitress. But like a frisbee, it sails right off the plate and flies into the face of the Eggman, who catches it and looks down at the kid. He holds up the waffle for all of us to see. Then he smiles and says, "Do you see what my boy did? Waffles, my boy can make 'em, we can serve 'em,
and I always knew he had the gift in him.